This is the Unseminary audio blog. Bite-sized audio versions of our practical articles for church leaders. Drop by unseminary.com for more free resources to help for you and your church.
First-time guest gifts. 26 lessons from 33 churches. Recently, I connected with church leaders from 33 churches from across North America and asked them to share with me what they're doing for gifts for their first-time guests. This continues in a series where I've asked other church leaders to help us learn what's happening at their church. Earlier, I've done posts on church bulletins, adding new services, and the other holy days. I'm thankful for the leaders who took time out to help us all learn. Six reasons your church should give guests gifts. Show guests that you expected them. Think about the last time you were invited over to a friend's house. Did they get their place ready for you to arrive? Good friends do. We set out a few snacks, have the drinks cooled, light some candles, all signs to our guests that we expected them. You are inviting guests to come to your church, and a great way to indicate to them that you expected them is to have a gift ready just for them, as a thank you for taking the risk to come and visit you. First impressions count. When people are new at your church, they notice everything. The grass growing up in the parking lot, the unclear signage, that funky smell in your kids' space. A well-thought-out gift creates a great initial experience for your guests. It creates a moment that has potential to say a lot about your church. Think through what first impression you want to give to your guests and build your gift around that. Extend the experience beyond the weekend. Why do people buy t-shirts at a concert when they could probably get the same t-shirt for much less online? Why does every major ride at your favorite theme park exit out through the gift shop? People are looking for souvenirs from experiences that matter to them. It's a way for them to take a piece of the experience with them back into their normal life. When you give people a gift to take home, it has the potential to help them recall the positive time they had at your church and implicitly invites them to return. Clearer explanation of who you are. Although when people come to your weekend service, they'll get a good idea of what's important to you, chances are every weekend doesn't represent the entire picture. A gift for your guests gives you the opportunity to explain what makes your church tick. You can give them an inside look at what it means to be a part of your community. It's a perfect opportunity to define the next step for them as they're just entering your community. Invite them to come back. One of the realities of growing churches is that they're just better at getting their guests to come back. In fact, the difference between a stagnant church and a growing church is often that stagnant churches only have 1 in 10 guests return, while exploding churches are getting 3 in 10 guests to come back. The gift for your guests is a part of asking your guests to come back. In fact, some of the churches studied actually have 2 tiers of gifts. 1 for first-time guests, and then a 2nd for returning guests. Make sure your gift asks people to come back for whatever is coming up next at your church. Slows down the weekend experience. If you give the gift to your new guests as part of the weekend service experience, then it slows that experience down and ensures they need to interact with someone. They shouldn't just pick up the gift off a table somewhere, but they should interact with some amazing members of your volunteer team who are particularly skilled in working with new guests. This speed bump ensures that new people are interacting with even just a few people at your church before they escape out the door and into the parking lot. Quotable quotes from church leaders on first-time guest gifts. E-gifts are not opened. Not sure if they're going into spam or why. We're looking into a tangible gift card and are open to other ideas. Chris McCombs. The first-time guests enjoy receiving a gift. We find that the gift needs to have our information on it. We've seen more repeat visitors since we give them all our contact information and not just a random gift. Nicole Brown. Our rate of returning guests definitely increased when we got serious about recognizing them with a gift. But truth is, while people seem to appreciate the gifts, I got more comments on my handwritten note. Scott Gamble. People are blown away that they've been mugged before they get home. Doug Bedgood. This church has their guest services team take coffee mugs to the guests' home during the service. What we discovered is that people don't usually return because they got some cool swag. They come back because of the quality of the service, preaching, music, kids, etc., and the warmth of the welcome they received. Best thing for us has been the establishment of a VIP reception area for guests. They connect with staff and volunteers there and receive personal follow-up from the volunteers they meet. Our returns on this have been very good. Dave Bowman. When is the best time to give the gift? As I researched the churches that give gifts to their new guests, I found that there seems to be three times that churches give gifts to first-time guests. Here's a rundown of the three times to think about. During the Sunday experience. Some churches use first-time guest gifts as a thank you during the actual Sunday they attend. These churches generally have guests go to a welcome desk or dedicated first-time guest area. The advantage of this approach is that the guest leaves with the gift in tow after their experience, and they've met some members of the church's team. As a follow-up after the experience, other churches send the gift in the week following the guest visit. Sometimes these are mailed, or in some cases, hand-delivered by a follow-up team. The first church I served at did this. We had a team of people that delivered home-baked cookies the week after the visit. This approach implicitly asks people to come and visit your church the following weekend. A promised gift for a second visit. Another time that churches will give gifts to guests will be as an incentive to return that second time. Sometimes these gifts are given in combination with the first-time gift, and sometimes they're just offered to the second-time guest. By rewarding these guests for coming to your church another time, you're rewarding the behavior you want: people to return. From my perspective, the best time to give a gift to someone new at your church is as part of their experience. We give our gifts for everyone who's new and hands in a new here card. We have a specially trained group of volunteers that help these guests feel extra welcome to the church. We go out of our way to ensure they know what they need to know about our church and take some first steps to seeing them get connected. We want that first experience with us to be a super positive one. First impressions matter. 8 examples of first-time guest gifts. Rather than just talking about what churches give to their guests, I asked some friends to send me what they give away. You can find samples from 8 churches at unseminary.com. Be inspired. Conclusions. Start with what your guests would like. Remember when you were a kid and your dear Aunt Lucy gave you that out-of-date sweater that was 2 sizes too small? You started calling her Aunt Lousy. Don't do that to your guests. Make your gift something that other people will really want to get. Be creative. Create a wow moment for them. This will cost money. The average spent across all these churches for their gifts was $4.88. The lowest was 75 cents, and the highest was $15. First impressions are important as a church, and this is strategic resources for you to invest. Figure out what you would be comfortable spending on these items, then budget 20% more. Your guests deserve it. They risked a lot to come to your church, and you should reward them. Leverage it to gather contact information. How can you follow up with your guests if you don't have their contact information? Use your gift in an exchange to collect their contact information. The fact that they're giving you their contact information means they're giving you permission to follow up with them. Make sure your best people do the follow-up with these guests. Give guests a next step. Across the board, the churches that seem to be leveraging first-time guest gifts the best are giving them a clear next step to take. They have a newcomers class, or a reception with their pastor, or even just a group of people dedicated to helping first-time guests get connected to the church. It isn't random. There is a clear communication on what guests are supposed to do next. What are you learning about first-time guest gifts? Join the conversation at unseminary.com.